פרשה, פרשת כי תבוא, always being read 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, always. עזרא הסופר, when he divided the Torah, and divided it every week, we should read one parasha, it's on a schedule. It's not every week one parasha. He made it in a way that certain parashiyot must be the front before certain times. So he made sure, said the Gemara, this week's parasha, parashat Ki Tavo, always 2 Shabbatot before Rosh Hashanah, always. Always, since before Sefer HaMikdash was built. Before they used to read the Torah every 3 years, divide the Torah in 3 years, parashiyot for 3 years. But then when they decided to read every week parasha, this parasha is always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, since this is parasha, we have the curses, the 98 curses that Moshe Rabbeinu warns us if we're not going to behave, Chas v'Shalom, 98 punishments. We want to read it before Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, because when we read it on Shabbat, it's over. You read it. Simple explanation means we saw Chas v'Shalom what can happen to us. So we regret the simple explanation. And then we're going to start the new year. Tachel Shana v'Yichotea. So we're going to start the new year with the blessing. Since we're going to finish with all the punishments, we start. So the Gemara, that's a must be. Next week's parasha is to separate this. It's always Parashat Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, and always 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and always this week's parasha. Parashat Ki Tavo. The question is, what is really behind it? What is it that you have to read it, and then because you read it, you can do Teshuvah? You can find also on this week's parasha, in the middle of the punishment, it says in the Torah that Moshe says that you know why this happened to you? Since you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, it said one of the big rabbis in Auschwitz. I think it was in Auschwitz. Klosenburg Rebbe. Auschwitz?
It was in Buchenwald.
So the Rebbe, one of the greatest people we had. He lost all his family in Buchenwald.
Natanya.
Yeah. Union City in New Jersey.
The hospital then.
The hospital, right. Lanyado.
Right.
Tanz, right? Union City, Tanz. It's close to Tanz. Yeah. So he was over there in the concentration camp for years. They killed his wife and all his children. And he used to say that sentence. They say the same sentence all the time. He says, you know what happened to me? You know what happened to us? Why we suffer so much? This week's parasha. It says, Tachat instead, because Asher lo avadet Hashem Elokecha besimcha, since you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, with tov levav, with the good heart, merov kol, every good things he gave us, that's the punishment. He used to go and talk like this and say all this sentence all the time. So that sounds like the curses, that's what it means. The curses, that's what Moshe said. You know what happened to you? Because you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness, that he gave you everything. That's what happened to me. Happened to me because I didn't behave. It happened in Europe, assimilation, other things they did in Europe. Whatever the reason was. But he said, no. The reason for the Holocaust, someone's going to ask you, Holocaust, what happened? Read the Torah. It says in the Torah, you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with happiness. What do you mean by happiness? What does it mean? I didn't sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? And of course, Rosh Hashanah is coming up. And comes the Gemara and says that the reason why we blow so many sounds of the shofar, even though from HaKadosh Baruch Hu we had to blow only 9 sounds. Rahamim said, well, we didn't know exactly the sound of what we call truah, so we have to blow 30 sounds. But our custom is to blow 100. Says the Gemara, why you blow so much? Tell me why we didn't blow so much. We didn't blow 100. So the Gemara says, because we like to show how much we love to blow. And because of that, the Satan, our prosecutor, is afraid, and he will not stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk about us. So the Gemara, says Rashi, says, Mechabim ta mitzvot, see how much we love to blow the shofar. So that's going to break it. That's going to break the gezerot from Am Yisrael, the shofar. The question is, what is behind it that you blow the shofar and you love blowing shofar? You love blowing shofar? The explanation means, Am Yisrael Yagon said, the shofar means that before the king come, so the blow in front of him. For sure, at the time when we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, so we blow and blow to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy and we happy to accept him as a king. Maybe that's what it means. The prosecutor will not say his testimony in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because we're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king. Then comes the Gemara and says, you should know how much is important the shofar. And you have to hear the shofar. And Chas Shalom, somebody doesn't hear the shofar on Shosh Hashanah, he will not have as good ear as he's supposed to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what is really behind it. And of course, the Chachamim said that Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is the longest Musaf that we have. It's mainly three paragraphs. The Chachamim told us, listen, what I would like you is to say 10 sentences that I am the king, and 10 sentences that I remember you, and 10 sentences that mention the word shofar. That is something for us to be saved, so-called, from the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs me to say those sentences. What's the accomplishment of those sentences? In the end of the curses, the end of the curses, the sixth parasha, Moshe says to Am Yisrael, and today he says it's almost 40 years, exactly 40 years after we came out of Egypt, he says, you should know, now you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a heart, lev ladat, to know what's going on, ve'naim lirot, eyes to see, ve'oznaim lishmoa, you should hear what Hashem wants from you. The explanation means, if Moshe tells us, listen, you should know now, after 40 years, says the Gemara, it takes 40 years to understand the rabbi. Says the Gemara, here Moshe tells them, now you can understand what I'm saying, what I'm telling you. Says, you should know Hashem gave you a heart to know. Says the Metamilizir, Hashem gave you a heart to learn. And Hashem gave you eyes to see and ears to listen. You better do it, better use those parts of the body to do the right thing that Hashem gave to you. The question is, what is really behind it? Moshe says, Hashem gave you this, Hashem gave you this. So what Hashem gave you this? Chachamim tell us the following. The truth of the matter, Chachamim said, is a person has to know the obligation that he has in his lifetime. You read the Torah. The Torah tells us a story. Tell us that Parashat Bereshit, the Torah ends, that people don't behave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy the world. Says the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Noach and asked Noach, would you go to the people now and tell them that I would like to give the Torah to you? You should study Torah. So the Zohar says that Moshe and Noach is the same person. The word Neshama is Bevish, Noach Shet Moshe Hevel. But Moshe and Noach is the same person. So actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah already in time of Noach. And Noach went to the nation and told the nation, the people. So Hashem told me to tell you, ask me to ask you if you're willing to take the Torah, to accept the Torah. And the people said, no, we don't want the Torah. The question is, what do you mean Hashem wanted to give them the Torah? What does that mean? Hashem wanted to give them the Torah. So the Gemara says, you should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bara Yetzer Hara, Barati Lo Torah Tavlin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yetzer Hara for the person. But the only ammunition and the strength that the person can overcome the evil part inside him is only via Torah. After what we learn and after we pray and daven and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we still have to have the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Gemara said HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created so-called the evil part. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, the Gemara says in Sukkah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets he created the Arabs. He regrets he created Iraq. He regrets he created that he sent us to exile, and he regrets that he so-called gave this evil power, the Satan, the power. He regrets. Doesn't say when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu regret it, but the Gemara says Hashem regrets four things that he created. One of them is the Yetzer Hara, the evil power. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, now you have it, and to overcome this Yetzer Hara, you must learn Torah. The Torah is the ammunition against it. And then comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and tells us, you know, in time of Noah, the Mabul, who brought the flood, the Baruch Hu talks like this to himself. So, Menachem Hashem, Barat Adam Ba'aretz, Hashem spoke to himself, and he said, Yetzer, Lev Adam Ra Min Orav. Says the Gemara, when a person comes out from his mother's stomach already, he is Yetzer Hara. And Emchenu, Hashem said, I'm going to destroy them. The Torah emphasizes that the Yetzer Hara is in the heart. This is the first generation. Second generation, and the people that built the tower. So this was 340 years after the Mabul, after the flood, Noah was still alive. And the people started to build the tower. And Noah told them, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, no, we're going to build twin tower. We're going to go upstairs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fight with him. And Noah, says the Gemara, was sitting by and nodded with his head, like shaking his head like this. What can I do? Nobody listens to me. Comes the Torah and tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to spread them around. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed the languages. Until that time, everybody only spoke Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that that's how he's going to get rid of this tower. How? Says the Gemara, says the Torah, that the people came in the morning, says the Gemara, the people came in the morning back to work, and the guy, they were walking. Working to build a big tower. They're going to go up to Shamayim, and the guy tells his friend, give me a brick. And all of a sudden, his friend doesn't understand what he says. So he thinks, give him something else. He doesn't know. He gives him a hammer. And the guy screams at him, brick. And the guy said, I don't understand what you're saying, you know. Here's a hammer. And I said, I told you brick. And they start fighting. He threw on him the hammer. He threw on him the brick. And then they all got down from the tower, and then the tower was sank in the ground, and part got burned, and everybody left. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this kind of a trick, or this kind of a method, to get rid of the people by them not understanding each other. Very, very strange. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the tower to be built, when there is an earthquake, the whole thing falls apart. HaKadosh doesn't need advice from us what to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to do that thing. He should not be able to understand each other. The third generation, is Dosdom. This is Dom Vamora. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy Dom Vamora. He sent two angels, Avram, Hashem sent two angels to Lot. And tried to convince him to go out of the city right away. So they're talking to him. And all of a sudden, Torah tells us that the whole city come around the house of Lot and said, get the people out. The guests that you have, they want to do bad things to them. Lot goes outside, the Torah tells us. And try to convince the people, what do you want from the guests? What do you want from the guests? They just came down. What do you want from them? He said, you better give the guests to us. We'll do to them whatever we want. So the Torah tells us the angels pulled Lot back inside the house and they closed the door. And all the people outside became blind. The whole town became blind. Torah writes the information. Okay, so that's what happened. So again, you don't have to do, they don't need advice from us what to do to the people. Angels have a very powerful thing, unlimited power. They decided no. The Torah says, Yikubas Anverim, they all became blind. They can't find the door, and they're walking around, and they can't see the door of the tent of Lot. And at the end, Lot goes outside, and you see, the Kadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, there's three kinds of things happened, how Kadosh Baruch Hu punished people. The first generation, the Mabul, the time of Noah, Hashem just washed everybody, and to emphasize, because Hashem said the heart of those people, the heart of the people, not those people, are full of evil. Full of evil. And the second generation, Hashem made sure that they won't understand each other. The third generation, they shouldn't see each other. The Chachamim tell us, you should know that's the secret of our lifetime. Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, He gave us a heart. So why do you have a heart for? You say in Tefillah, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the understanding. As we say in Ahavat Olam. Before we finish 18, we said, Ptach libi b'toratach. Open my heart. Open my heart in Torah. Open my heart. Open my heart. It means, the Gemara said, this is the evil is standing on Maftech Halev. On the heart, and in order for us to overcome, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, please open my heart, I want to study. No, this is a crucial thing. I must study. If I don't study, how can I achieve, and how can I survive, and how can I do what Hashem wants me to do? It's not that we ask Hashem, listen, I want to study Torah, please open my heart. He says, listen, if you don't study Torah, then, says the Rambam, your heart is full of nonsense. And then it means every part of the Yetzirah is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So learning Torah is not just to learn Torah. This is ammunition against the every part. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you love us very much. He says, if you love me, so give me my heart understanding that I will be able to study. He says, why do you want to study? It's not just because it means to study. Because without studying, I cannot overcome it, so I said I will do something wrong. The Chachamim said that's exactly what Hashem told Noah. That's what Gemara says. Gemara says a person has to fill up his heart with Torah so much, then he'll be able to overcome his desires, his Yetzirah. Without learning so much, says the Rambam, so you have like a hollow in your heart, and then you will never be able to make it. And that's why we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says that our hearts should be full of Torah all the time. Yeah? I mean, it's not that we have to work, to learn all the time. But we should not have so-called time to kill. I says, what do you do? I have nothing else to do now. Also, that's not good. It's talking about either you work, melacha, in Torah, I says you work, and then you study. Good. But you cannot sit down quietly and don't do nothing. I said, the Mashgiach and Yeshiva, Mashgiach in Yeshiva, Rav Chatzka, you went Shanghai, China. China, they went away from the Mir, from Poland. First to Japan, then to China. And he came to Bnei Brak. So then one time he had like a pneumonia. So they convinced him they should go on vacation. On vacation, so the Yeshiva is Bnei Brak, he's going to go to Ramat Gan. I said, it's 5 minutes ride in the car. He said, first of all, you have to put curtains, black curtains on the windows. He doesn't want to look outside in Ramat Gan. And then he said he's going to pray in the yeshiva all the tefillot. And he's going to go on vacation. It's been like this. He's going to sleep over there. At 6:30, somebody's going to pick him up. take him to yeshiva to Bnei Brak, and daven yeshiva, pray over there. Then he's going to go back, so-called, to the vacation part for breakfast. He's going to stay there till 1 o'clock. And I can take him back to yeshiva. Is he going to pray in yeshiva? After he prays yeshiva, they're going to take him back to the place he's going to do lunch. And then he's going to stay there. And then at 7 o'clock, he'll go to yeshiva. And he's going to learn musar. He's going to do arvit. And he'll take him back. He's going to do it for a week, I think they said. This year he was very weak from the pneumonia. I said, that's my vacation. Okay, fine. Everybody's ready. Mashgiach is going on vacation, you know. 5 minutes right to Ramat Gan. He gets there. He gets out of the car. He goes into the little house. So the Russian embassy was right next to it. He goes inside the place with a little bag he had. He runs outside. He tells the guy, the driver, take me back to yeshiva. I finished my vacation. So the guy thought maybe he saw a radio over there or something. It's a very religious place it was. He said, no, you know what? I went inside, I saw people sitting over there in a rocking chair with their hands like this, doing nothing. And I said, you know what it means? If a person does do nothing, it means Yetzirah is very strong. I don't want to be next to these people. I'm not going on vacation anymore. Finished. That's the Rambam writes in his commentary. You can't waste your time. A few minutes available, study. If you don't study, walk. But to overcome the Yetzirah, you have to know the ammunition. The antibiotics themselves is only strong. That's what it told Noach. Everybody behaved so well. He told Noach, listen, I want to give them the Torah. So we need Torah for them. The Gemara says, if you study Torah and you study Torah, then they're going to come back to Hashem. This is Mordechai. She said, I said, you want to do Teshuvah before Rosh Hashanah? I regret. I said, Lashon Hara, I did something bad. He said, I'm sorry. Listen. So Mordechai writes in Shemoneh Esre. Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. Ve'karven makrav adatecha. Ve'achzirin mitshuva shema lefanecha. If you don't have Torah, you won't be able to fight the evil power. There's no way. It's stronger than you. The only thing, the shield, if you want to protect yourself, before you get into a trap, is only Torah. That's what we say. I would say, Bishuvah, Hashem wants you to do the Shuvah. I said, how? This is Hashivenu Avinu L'Toratecha. We want to study Torah. We want to study. That's what we pray. I said, Ptach Levi B'Toratach, open my heart. It says, what is this? It's not because we want to study. Because without Torah, it's impossible. It's impossible to go through life and to come in front of Hashem before Rosh Hashanah. It says, you cannot do it unless you do Teshuvah. It says, you want to have a good year. You do Teshuvah. It says, no. Teshuvah means that you will be able to control yourself. Something you did this year, don't do it next year. But how are you going to control yourself? This is the only via Torah. Let's say Hashem told Noah, tell them, go ask them, they want the Torah. He said, no, Mabul finished. But the damage was in the heart. Because Hashem said, Yetzer Lev Adam, Ra Minorav. Hashem said, Yetzer Lev Adam, the heart of the person, Ra Minorav. It's not us, we're very good. A person is very good. The problem is the evil part, the Yetzirah. Yetzirah is rising. Where is he? He's in the heart. And let what Hashem says, second generation, don't want to listen. Don't want to build the tower. Noah is sitting over there. And he tells them, listen, stop doing some nonsense. I says, what kind of business are you going to rebel? They don't listen. They don't listen. He says, listen, Hashem gave us the Torah. So the Gemara says, you have to hear what you say. The Gemara says a person studies, he should say the words, and he should hear what he says. I says, if Hashem gave us ears, we should hear ourselves. You should hear yourself. If you don't hear yourself, what do you need ears for? Every time you say, what do you think you have ears because you have to hear somebody's talking to you? No. This is Hashem, it's indeed the second generation. Hashem made them so-called deaf. Not deaf, but they don't understand each other. So the guy tells him, Please give me a hammer. The guy gives him a brick. I said, I told you a hammer. I don't understand your language. He says, everybody speaks, but nobody hears anything. They don't hear the language. I said, it's the damage in the ear. This Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says Shema Yisrael. So you have to hear Shema. Gemara said, if we say Shema, you should hear what the words we say. I'm looking at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the whole Torah, maybe you have to hear. You have to hear what you say. This is the second generation. In the third generation, it's Dom. So what happened over there? That says Dom Amorah. Sodom was like Gan Eden. So Gan Eden, so the people didn't behave. Just the angels made them blind. They said, well, you know what the problem is? The problem is you look at the wrong places. You have too many desires you have. I says they're going to blind you. Here comes Moshe, tells us, he says, you know, you read the curses, you read the curses, and what happened to the curses? What happened? You read the curses. Moshe said, I won't tell you why happened the curses. That's the Rebbe, Pleasureburg Rebbe said in Buchenwald. It said like this. Tachat, you read the curses. Sentence, I think, number 47. Moshe says, Tachat asher lo avat Hashem elokecha besimcha. Yi Moshe b'shem simcha. What simcha? What simcha? What do you mean? I didn't sing? Says the Gemara, no, doesn't mean this. Says Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Yisamchei Lev. What it means is you have to understand how you're going to overcome the evidence. So what the Torah is going to give you when you study Torah, what's going to give you? She says, just because you're saying the words? No. When you study, you have happiness in your heart. That's what it does. When a person is happy and real happy, he has no time and doesn't want to do anything else besides the thing that makes him happy now. Makes him happy. He's dancing in the wedding. Everybody tells him, you know what? Let's go now and do something. He says, I'm not sure you don't understand. I'm dancing. I'm so happy. The power of the Torah is not just I study Torah and this is, it does it. The Torah gives satisfaction. That's what the Torah does. Because they are Shem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. As David Amira says in Tehillim. Says the Gemara, that's what it means. Moshe tells him, listen, you know what happened to you? He says, you didn't behave. You know why you didn't behave? Because you weren't happy enough in something. In what? He says, if your heart is full of happiness, then you will never look for anything else to do. I'm very happy now. I don't want to do anything. I'm so happy. A person is so happy, he doesn't want to do anything. He says, what does it to you that you don't want anything else because you're so happy? Only one thing. Torah. This is what she says. You know the Holocaust came? You know what all the curses came? Says the Rebbe. I tell you what it is. Because we didn't worship Hashem with happiness, simcha. Say, what happiness, simcha? What do you mean we didn't swim? We didn't dance? No. Says the commander, we didn't study enough Torah. You don't study enough Torah, it means you're not happy in your heart. If somebody is not happy, he's depressed. I'm depressed. He's looking for this, he's looking for that. He says, that's what he did, all those bad things, because he wasn't happy. Because if you're happy, if you're very happy at your job, you're not looking for another job. Well, you know why you're looking for a job? Because you're not happy at the job. If you were so happy with the Torah, so you would not look for do anything else besides the Torah. So Moshe says to them, the curses, you know what I'm saying? So condition number one is your heart. You didn't worship Hashem with happiness in your heart. The second thing is, he said, the Tuv Levav. Tuv Levav says the Gemara means, you did not sing and heard, and you did not hear you singing. As the Gemara says, Kol Shnei B'lo Zimra. The Gemara says, you study Torah? Good, fine, very nice. The Gemara says, but you have to say it and sing it. You should hear it. Because that is the power of the ear. The Gemara says, the ear, Shmoa Tovah Tedashen Etzem. The Gemara says, when you hear something good, then all your bones expand. The power of the ear, the Gemara is also so powerful, everything, the whole body changes. I said, that's the second generation. This is what happened. And this door, I forgot, built the tower. I said, What happened? I don't understand what you're saying. He said, you know why? You don't understand what you're saying? Because you didn't use your ear for the right things. He says, the Torah tells us, you know, they made a convention and somebody spoke in the convention. I said, let's go and build ourselves a city and build a tower and go upstairs. We're going to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, everybody heard it. I said, look. I said, Hashem is going to do the same thing to you. That's what Moshe tells it, the second condition. In the sentence, Moshe said, you know what happened? What you see the 98 curses. You know 98 curses? He says, the first condition is you weren't happy, didn't study Torah. The heart is not happy. Second thing, Betuv Levav, says the Gemara, Tuv Levav means Tuv Levav. What do you mean? The good thing in your heart, in your heart. What does that mean? The Gemara says that it means is you did not sing it. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, didn't sing the Torah while you were learning the Torah. The third thing says to the Torah, Moshe said, Merov Kol, paradise. Says the Gemara, this was Sdom, was paradise. The Gemara said, Lot chose to live in Sdom. The Torah describes them as Gan Eden. Kigan Hashem ki Eretz Mitzrayim Bo'achat Zohar. The Torah tells us, you know, Sdom, the best. Beverly Hills, everything, whatever you do. I said, this is the Tikkun of the Einayim. Shlomo says in Kohelet, Lo Atzalti, Shlomo said, you know, everything I wanted, everything I saw, I got. The Torah says, this is his downfall of Shlomo. Says the Zohar, Shlomo lost everything because of his eyes. Because he looked, he fell into the trap. That's Moshe tells us, you know what? You know it's all the sins you did? Merov kol, you got too much. The more desire, more things, more shopping, more buying, more going, more coming. He says, close your eyes. He says, why are you looking? What are you doing? Merov kol, he says, those are the three parts of our body. The Moshe said, this is what drove you into this 98 curses. I says, this is a very parallel to really what the three generations are. And this is called Malchuyot Zichonot Shafarot Esed Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, he doesn't need us to say sentences, he doesn't care. And I says, Malchuyot, if we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a king, it's in our heart. I says, this is for the generation of in Mabul, they went after the heart, they didn't study Torah. The Gemara says, Kabbalah ul Torah, this is the Mishnah. A person has to accept on himself the yoke of Torah, the all of the Torah. All of the Torah is in your heart. That you have to feel that I have to learn and to study. Why I have to study? Because without study, I won't be able to do Teshuvah Shlema. So the Rambam, Teshuvah Shlema means the Kadosh Baruch Hu sees, you're serious about doing Teshuvah. You're serious about Teshuvah. You don't study, you're not serious because you cannot do teshuvah. You see, you regret, yes, but you'll do it again. Says the Rambam in Chot Teshuvah, teshuvah means I regret and I'm embarrassed I did it and I'll never do it again. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm a witness that you're serious about it. Says the Rambam, those are the conditions of teshuvah. If you don't do it, it means you need teshuvah. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, come Rosh Hashanah, please, do me a favor. Says 10 sentences about the kingdom of Hashem. This what you say. And says, I have the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on me, in my heart. He says, what do you mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Torah. The good Mishnah said, all Torah, all the Eretz. He says, you have to accept the Torah as a yoke on you. He says, then it's called Teshuvah Shelema. He says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. He says, Rosh Hashanah comes, say 10 sentences. Secret number 10. 10 sentences about accepting the yoke of Hashem. What I do? No, you don't understand. No. If you don't accept the yoke of Torah, it means the pressure that I have to learn, you're not going to learn. Altamalesh Fneeshneki, Pempenotipane. Mishnah said, listen, you have to make sure that every day will not pass by without studying Torah. This is why? Because when you study Torah, it means you accept Hashem as a king. And when you accept Hashem as a king, so you're going to learn Torah. So the heart will be happy, you're never going to do nothing. Then you fix, so-called, says Rabbeinu Bachai Dari, that we are the fourth generation after the three generations. We are the same people. The Dari is Rabbeinu Bachai 800 years ago. He says, you know, the first generation is Noah's generation. The second generation, they build the tower. The third generation, those Sodom. The Jews in Egypt, us, are the same neshamot. It's just recycled neshamot. To come to Rosh Hashanah, I said, here we go. We have to fix. To fix the first generation, it's the heart. They fix the heart by accepting that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king. And the second generation was the people who built the tower. That's the damage of the ear. Hashem gave us the shofar. He gave us the shofar. He says, listen, blow the shofar. The shofar, when it goes into the ear, says the Gemara, says the Chachamim, says it penetrates into our system. Says the ear is like a vessel to penetrate something into our bones. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. I says, listen, second generation did not listen. Noach said, listen, please do. What are you doing? Nobody was this. And Mother Hashem made them. So Hashem made them so-called deaf. They didn't understand each other. I says, here, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us Rosh Hashanah. I said, do this. I says, this is when you do this. I says, when you do those things, then you so-called, you stop so-called the curses. The third thing Hashem told us, listen to Zichronot. I says, now I should remember. This is the Gemara saying, Ne Hashem, En Hashem El Rav. He says, the person sees Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time with his eyes. With the eyes, you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word says in the Tzitzit, "Uritem oto uzchartem mikomitzot Hashem." Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Tzitzit. I said, what is Tzitzit all about? He says, "Uritem oto." He says, you're going to see the Tzitzit, you remember Hashem. The power of the eye is to remember. So Gemara says, when you read something with your eyes, you remember better. If you hear something, you remember. But if you read it, you remember better. Because the power of the eyes is remembrance. As Hashem gave us a tzitzit. And Hashem said, if you're going to look at the tzitzit, you remember all the, you remember. Shechartem et kol mitzvot Hashem. And if I don't look at the tzitzit, I don't remember. No, by looking. You have to look at it. This is the mitzvah of looking. And says, this is exactly how we fix so-called the generation. They looked around. And the angels made them blind. I said, this is called Zichronot. That's Hashem told us, this is Rosh Hashanah. Chachamim said, you know what? Just 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, read the curses. So where read the curses? For what? No, read sentence 47. Read why the curses came. So the curses came because they didn't worship Hashem with happiness. No, it's not. So they didn't study Torah. I did not listen to the laws of the Torah. And I did not use my eyes for the right things. Merov Kol says, that's the curse. That's the Gemara says, to Mr. Roshana, read the parasha, the curse will be behind you. It's going to be behind me. So you know why the curse is came. It's going to be behind you. So then you start a new year, and stand in front of the Gemara, he says, listen, it's a new program now. Now I got it. That's the I didn't understand. I hit the Shuvah and Dostash. I hear him in front of Hashem again. He says, now I understand, says the Gemara says. This is why the Satan is so afraid of the Shofar. Because that's what the Shofar does. Penetrates inside our system. And now we hear something and we connect ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi said this shofar also is like you in Bet HaMikdash, it means that you accept Kadosh Baruch Hu as the king, said Rabbi Yosef Yagon. I says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah says few things happen. He says, first, Hashem arrived as a fire. Everybody saw fire. The Torah describes it. That's so-called information. You know what happened? I tell you what happened. Hashem decided. And then Hashem blew the shofar on Har Sinai. Again, information. Hashem blew the shofar. And then all of a sudden was a sound that we all died from the sound. So the Gemara said, you know, the sound scares the person's heart. So the Gemara, Hashem created thunders. What do you think? Thunder said, yeah, the clouds, hitched. No. The Gemara said, no. Hashem on purpose wants you to hear a thunder, but a big thunder. Says the Gemara, when you hear the thunder, your heart getting straight. It's, woo, it's Hashem, so great, so big. You accept the yoke of Hashem. That's happened with my mother, Sinai. On Sinai, it's exactly what Hashem did. Those three things. First, we saw a tremendous fire with the eyes to correct our eyes. Then we heard the shofar to correct our ears. And then Hashem spoke. And we heard Hashem spoke. This is our heart sank. The Gemara says, we all died. And then the angels had to revive us. The Gemara says, Yom HaShishi V'chulo Shemayim V'aretz Shishi V'Sivan. The same thing happened when we got the Torah. Should be Yom HaShishi, should be Rosh Hashanah. First Yom HaShishi was Rosh Hashanah. I said, you have to imagine. So Rosh Hashanah comes, you have to imagine. What do you want to imagine? You're on Har Sinai. It's the same thing, says the Gemara. Eretz Yirat V'Shaktah, the Gemara said, everybody was scared of Am Yisrael, maybe he shouldn't get the Torah. And here, Hashem made the scenery, and you read the Torah, I says, no, you don't understand. It's not the scenery. It's what Hashem said, what you got to do. You got to fix the generation of the Mabul. This is the damage to the heart. It says, Hashem is going to say the Ten Commandments, and it's going to go inside the heart. And then Hashem is going to blow the shofar. And then Hashem is going to appear with the fire. He says, that's how we're going to correct those three parts of our body. And then Mashiach should have come. I says, that's what the Yomar said. The Satan is afraid of Rosh Hashanah very much. Because Rosh Hashanah, we so called, we fix the three generations. If we fix those three things in our body, then Mashiach will come.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.